Is there a dumber idea in the world than going out there and busting your rear end to get all those signatures, to have lawsuits, to fight for your right, to have a line item on the ballot, to call yourself the moderate party? This guy, Ken Block, who's on with Maddie tonight, seems like a great American and a conscientious, concerned guy, and he has a mental disorder. He has a mental disorder. Arlene Violet said in here yesterday, and she says, I know you don't like the name. I don't like the name. Well, we're all about the four E's, economics, environment, education, ethics. Well, why don't you call yourself the 4E party then? At least people go, what the hell is that? It's like 4H? No, let me explain. Mm-hmm. What the hell does the moderate party mean? I'm so damn motivated to be moderate, I can't stand myself.
Well,
it's
got
to be
the
single dumbest marketing idea to try to make change that I've seen in my lifetime.
But there are...
I want to be moderate.
There are a lot of internal contradictions to moderates, I believe.
Have you taken them on the blog? They're calling themselves moderate?
Well,
change
more
agents.
For,
the moderate change agents.
Well, one thing I did challenge Ken about was during the last election, they had endorsed somebody, I forgot his name, but he had sent some emails about Obama and affirmative action, and Ken's instinct was immediately to withdraw the endorsement. And I think that's part of the problem we face structurally, strategically, is you couldn't imagine somebody like Ken Block rallying behind something associated with the Tea Party. It's a different faction of the Republican Party. And without
it's like change agents on Quaaludes. We really want to change Rhode Island. We're only concerned about these issues. We want you to energize and join us and become moderate.
Moderately.
We're moderately upset about what's going on in the state. 349. The Jim Fleming on Time Traffic Center, the Burger King Regional Traffic Update. Then we'll spend one more segment with Justin Katz, who's been a great guest here. AnchorRising.com is the website and a must read for everybody in Southern New England.